From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iran's foreign ministry announced Monday that, for now, Russia will no longer be using one of its bases for airstrikes in Syria. There was no immediate response from Russia. According to a Kurdish news agency, fighting erupted Monday between Kurdish fighters and pro-government militias in the northern Syrian city of Hasakeh. Media reports say Turkish forces have attacked a Syrian Kurdish militia as well as Islamic State group positions in Syria. The Hurriyet newspaper says the attacks targeted positions north of the town of Manbij. Media reports also say Turkish forces have struck targets in Jarablus. Earlier reports said forces were massing near the border inside Turkey near the city. Meanwhile, the United Nations aid chief said Monday, the situation in Syria represents the greatest humanitarian crisis of our time. Turkey's foreign minister, Mevlut Çavuşoğlu, vowed Monday his country would rid its border region of Islamic State militants. That remark follows Sunday's suicide bombing at a Kurdish wedding that killed at least 54 people. Turkish authorities are trying to identify Sunday's bombers. They are backing away from earlier claims that the bomber was a child. U.S. Olympic swimming medalist Ryan Lochte has lost two major sponsors. He admitted that he exaggerated claims about being robbed in Brazil. Hundreds of Nigerian protesters marched on Monday to the presidential villa in the capital Abuja, demanding that the government do more to rescue the more than 200 schoolgirls kidnapped in 2014. The protest comes a week after Islamist militants from the group Boko Haram released a new video showing as many as 50 of the kidnapped girls. This is VOA News.